so called The Roundabout, and it's going to be at the Lowry for a month, I think. I think it's there. It's up at Edinburgh at the festival at the moment. But then it's going to go round the country. I think it's from the 15th to the 20th of September. So there's loads on, like all the way through the day. There's kids stuff, there's theatre, and we're getting involved putting some stand-up on. Me and my brother run a comedy club around the country. Well, we run about 35 of them now.
We've got... Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm never...
What's it called?
It's called Manford's Comedy Club. We don't mess about.
Manford and Sons.
Yeah, I thought about that one, but it would be weird because I've mainly got daughters. So the Lowry, I've got a good relationship with Lowry, and Steve there, Lowry, got in touch with me and said, you know, we've got this brilliant, exciting venue that's going to be popped up outside the Lowry on the roundabout, and... And we think it's going to be great. And there's loads of other stuff going on. And we'd love some stand-up. Would you be interested in putting some on? So we've got two shows on ourselves on the 18th and 19th of September at 9:30. So quite late on. So it'll be sort of, you know, aimed at the grown-ups.
Adult humour. Let's hope so.
Yes. And it's going to be great. We've sold really well, actually, already. I think it's only a small theatre. It only holds 170 seats. So... I think we've already sold like half a ticket, so we're on the way.
But I've read it is actually a flat pack theatre, is that right? It's not sponsored by IKEA or anything.
No, that's what I've heard. I know as much as you, really, in as much as what I've read. But this company have sort of, they're called Payne's Plough Theatre Company. They've kind of put it together. It's their idea. And all these theatres are snapping their hands off from what I can see.
So you don't have to get your Allen key out and put the theatre up together.
No, but I'd be all right. I'd probably put it together and I'd be like... Right, where's the stage? Like, I forgot something. I'll have to drive back.
Are you rubbish at flat packs?
I'm not great. It's not my favourite pastime. I've been doing it over the summer, actually, a couple of things for the kids' room, and that's just it's depressing, isn't it?
It's really hard work, isn't it? And you've always got a bit missing.
Yeah, a bit missing, and also just... You just think, this is actually someone's job. Putting furniture together is actually someone's job. Like,
well, that's your fault being a cheapskate and
a flat pack. I know, you're right. Well, it's not even that cheap off the top of it either. I know, I need to sort myself out. But then again, then it's trying to get a wardrobe up the stairs and that.
That's
pros and cons.
No, absolutely. What's this about a social media ban? You've done it for a reason.
Have you finished
it now?
Well, I didn't do it for a reason, actually. The reason became... It's sort of back-engineered in a way. It got to the summer and I'm on there all the time, Facebook, Twitter, you know, non-stop, just posting, and every day two or three posts, and it's quite exhausting sometimes. I know it sounds silly, but it can be quite sort of mentally taxing, like when you... Because obviously I've got like a million followers on Facebook, so you only need to write one joke and one person needs to take it the wrong way and suddenly you're defending yourself. You're like, oh, I can't believe it. So it was tiring. And then... obviously the family, I think, and when I was out I was like checking my phone, and you know, my family and partner and various other people had said, look, you're on it a lot,
pay attention to the real world, there wasn't an
element of that, and I thought, yeah, I am on it a lot. And then I googled it, and funnily enough, it happens a lot. People seem to, it's like the new thing, people are addicted to online social media and various stuff,
and they have
like
to have
that.
A break.
And I thought, I'm going to take a face break.
Face break?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling it.
Where did you get your videos of cats from then?
This is what's been weird is I'm actually looking at just cats in the street, and they're not as good because we're getting the edited down version online. I'm writing on people's walls, in the gardens, poking strangers, following my favourite celebrities. Yeah, in real life, it's all illegal. I've been on holiday with the kids for the last fortnight, and it's been quite... nice not to check it and read it and stuff like that. I am missing, you know, in fact I wrote down some of the things in my notes that I was like, oh, these are the things I would have posted about if I would have been on social media. So like the other day I was in a restaurant in Portugal, this was last week, in the Algarve, and this German couple had put a baby, like they're not a baby, she was about four, in like a cot bed, but like a tent that was also a bed, just in the corner of the restaurant.
Of course, yeah.
While they just had their dinner outside. This was 9 o'clock at night. I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I've got five kids, so I'd need
five tents.
A proper tent, like a big old tent. Just other things. This is for my personal Facebook, not my public one, but I got mistaken for my... for my brother the other day in the fish shop, which was quite weird, when I'm the one on the telly. Like the guy was giving it, oh, how are your rabbits? I was going, I've not got any rabbits. He's like, you bought them from me the other week. I was like, I ain't got any. Do you mean Stephen?
He thought. Well, you are related.
Yeah, but it was still a bit weird. And the other thing was, I went to the beach and me and my kids hate sand. And my daughter said, what would be really good is if they just cemented right up to the sea.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
And I was like, that's genius.
I'm going to ban you from all beaches from now on.
So I'm back online on the 7th of September. And in the meantime, so that was the thing you were aiming at, which was that it has ended up being a good thing because somebody said, well, why don't you do it for charity?
Yes.
And I said, what a good idea. We will do it for charity. And I think you spoke to them on the show last week, the Children's Adventure Farm.
Yes, and, in Altrincham.
Yeah, and we've raised £15,000.
This is
brilliant.
Which
is unbelievable because that Just Giving website is full of people going, I'm skydiving, I'm doing a marathon, I'm doing a 10K. And I've gone, I'm doing nothing. I'm going to do less than what I usually do.
Yeah.
Can you sponsor me? And people, what's been amazing is people have even said, I row or I cycle or I run. I do all these things for charity, but I couldn't do that.
That's
the amount
mental.
Of people who've said that. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? It's
what
crazy.
Is wrong with
couldn't
people?
Do it.